Well, it was Nebraska's and West Virginia's turns in the presidential campaign season yesterday. They held presidential primaries. West Virginia went decisively for Donald Trump and for Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. Last night, Sanders was already campaigning in Oregon, which holds its primary next week. He drew a huge crowd in Salem.
What the people of West Virginia said tonight, and I believe the people of Oregon and Kentucky will say next week, is that we need an economy that works for all of us, not just the 1%.
All right, the state of Nebraska went for Donald Trump and for Hillary Clinton, though on the Democratic side, not clear how much it mattered. Nebraska delegates were actually selected in caucuses back in March when Sanders received a majority. Now, with us in our Washington, D.C. studios, we have two political veterans, longtime Democratic strategist Mo Alathy, who now heads Georgetown University's Institute of Politics and Public Service, and longtime Republican strategist John Feary, who's president of QGA Public Affairs. Hey, guys.
Morning.
Good morning.
Well, let me start with you. West Virginia, it's coal country. I mean, what is happening there? What's on people's minds that would lead them to go so decisively for Bernie Sanders?
Yeah, look, it's a tough state for increasingly a tough state for Democrats. And it's a state that Hillary won fairly decisively last time. And it flipped this time. I think there's just an angst against the establishment. All around there, and it was a little bit of a rejection of that. Having said that, it's not going to matter in how the primary plays out. She's got the numbers of delegates necessary, or is very close to hitting the necessary number of delegates to win the nomination, and it's going to take some sort of cataclysmic event to change that.
But what would a cataclysmic event look like? I mean, it's the Sanders campaign, of course, talks about these super delegates who are people who can decide on their own and pledge their support, who make up some of these numbers. Many of them have pledged their support to Hillary Clinton. I mean, if Bernie Sanders keeps picking up some votes, does he have a legitimate argument going forward that some of them should change their pledge?
No. No, okay. not even close. Look, I was on the other side of this. I was in their position 8 years ago. I worked for Hillary Clinton. We won 6 out of the 9 final primaries. We won between March and June. We won more states, more votes, more delegates. We were making the same argument he's making. The math was never there for us. And we were never as behind as he is now. At the end of the day, he actually has very little argument against to the superdelegates, in large part because Hillary Clinton has a 3 million vote lead over him in the total popular vote. It is hard to make the argument to superdelegates that they should change when the party is so unified behind her.
John Feary, let me turn to you. Donald Trump, the last candidate standing in the Republican race, he wins in West Virginia, wins in Nebraska. But, I mean, a little out of nowhere, Texas Senator Ted Cruz yesterday says he might get back in the race if Nebraska voters send him some kind of sign. Here's Cruz speaking to Glenn Beck.
Ted, are you leaving the door open to if Nebraska were to somehow...
It's not going to happen.
...miraculously choose you tonight?
Pat's going for the Hail Mary.
Is there... I mean, if that happened, would you consider getting back in the race?
Well, I am not holding my breath. My assumption is that will not happen. But listen, let's be very clear. If there is a path to victory, we launched this campaign intending to win.
Okay, so Nebraska votes for Donald Trump. I mean, but what was going on with Ted Cruz there, John?
God, he was just hoping upon hope that some miracle would happen for him. And, of course, that's not going to happen in Nebraska or anywhere else. It's Donald Trump, and I think there's a lot of conservatives who are panicked about that. They don't want it to be Donald Trump. They want it to be Ted Cruz. And I think Ted Cruz is among those folks who, desperately wants Ted Cruz to be the nominee. But, Trump has a big mo and it's all over. So we're gonna have to go on from there.
Well, you're now supporting Donald Trump. I mean, tell me what you have heard from him that makes you support him. And what would you say to these conservatives, as you put it, who are reluctant and not feeling that?
Well, supporting Donald Trump is not exactly... I'm supporting the Republican nominee. And I've written about Donald Trump, being our nominee. What Donald Trump has done is he's shaking up a political system here in Washington that desperately needs shaking up, and we see it on the Democratic side as well with Bernie Sanders. And we are sort of stuck in this ideological fight that we can't get anything done. And I think that, you know, someone like Donald Trump could come in and mix things up. Now, a lot of things that Donald Trump has said and done are reprehensible to me, and I think he's got to change his tune on things like the Muslim ban and this idea of having Mexico pay for a big wall. But, you know, there is this kind of sense that he's a breath of fresh air to a political system that needs it, and I think that that's why, you know, he's the change candidate in this, and he's also the Republican, and I'm a Republican, so that's the other reason why I'm supporting him.
Mo, we have about 45 seconds left. As you look forward, if this is indeed a Clinton-Trump race, what keeps you up at night? What is the biggest risk for Hillary Clinton as she goes into a race against Donald Trump?
Nastiness. I think the nastier the race, the worse it is for her. Democrats do well in presidential elections in large part because voter turnout and the demographic changes in the country favor us. Higher the turnout, the better Democrats do in national elections. I'm worried about this race being so toxic that people just throw up their hands and say, we're not going to play. There's no incentive for us to turn out and be a part of this ugly, ugly process. That hurts her, and it hurts the process at the end of the day.
John, just a couple seconds left. Is this going to be a nasty, toxic few months?
Well, yeah, I think so. I think it's unfortunate, and I think Mo's right. I think a lot of people are not going to vote because of it, and they don't like either Hillary or Trump, and they're just going to throw up their hands. Okay. But, you know, that's not good for democracy, and I wish we had better candidates on both sides.
All right, two veteran political strategists, Republican John Feary and Democrat Mo Alethi. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.